from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Well, if you're wondering where we're at in the news cycle of sports as we wrap up the summer and we are all eagerly awaiting the start of actual football season and not preseason football, I'm at home last night kind of going through some things, looking through some notes. Let's plan out the show. What are we going to get to today on a Friday? And I pull up the ESPN app on my phone. You know what the first video is that pops up? Like front page ESPN app, boom. What's the first thing that shows up?
Little League World Series?
It is not the Little League World Series.
That's shocking. That's all ESPN showed you last
night. It was Tom Brady shooting hockey pucks into a washing machine.
Hell yeah.
And I just thought, this is where we're at. Oh, this is,
that
okay.
Rocks.
This is kind of shows me where we're at in the calendar. Look at Tom Brady, man. He's got a great right-handed swing with a hockey stick. That's where we're at right now. And so things are a little dry. And on Tuesday, I knew that there was news coming on the Portland Trailblazers that I was eagerly awaiting to talk about because it's something I've been asking for and calling for a very long time. And I was told that the news was going to break on Tuesday, which I thought this is perfect timing. Sprague's going to be out tomorrow, as in Wednesday. I got a solo, just great timing. I'm going to have this big, juicy topic to get to on Wednesday. I'm going to be able to dive in. It'll be like an hour of the show. It's going to be delightful. Well, then Tuesday went through and the news did not break, and so the embargo still existed. I get off the air on Wednesday's show, and what do I see Wednesday evening as I'm eating dinner? I see, oh, look at that. The Blazers announced they're leaving Root Sports, which led many people on Twitter to tweet us and say, of course, this happens right when you go on vacation because we were not here yesterday. So we get to do the delightful day after reaction when we're here, even though we weren't here yesterday, to really a great sign for Blazer fans. This is something that I have been calling for a long time. I know the majority of the fans are in agreement. The Root Sports deal has been an absolute disaster for this organization. It has not gone well. The fans have been incredibly frustrated with their inability to watch their team. And I know that I have been about as pessimistic and negative on this organization as anybody out there. But at least I will acknowledge, like, when you start stacking wins, I will pat you on the back for it. And I feel like they're starting to do it this summer. It started in the draft, taking Donovan Klingon 7th overall. Who knows how he's going to turn out as a regular NBA player, but at least on the surface, after watching him for a few games, you could say, all right, this guy's pretty good. We found a contributor, and at least that's something to be excited about as a fan because his summer league went really well. And then this news added on top of it is other than the news that Jody Allen is selling the team, which still unequivocally needs to happen and should happen, this is the only other news, at least in the short term, that I think would revitalize and wake up your fan base a little bit. You know, I have cautioned they are encroaching on a little bit of a dangerous territory here. You know, last year with their season ticket sales, a lot of those were sold before the Damian Lillard trade happened. And so many people at the time when they re-upped for last year's tickets did not realize, think, or even ponder the scenario in which Damian Lillard wasn't going to be around anymore. They ended up winning 21 games. He got traded. And their television ratings last year, partly because Root went to a higher sports package on Comcast, But their TV ratings dropped by 70% last year. That is a massive fall off. And the last thing that you want created in your market, and we're going to get to another team who might be going through this in the Northwest in the relatively near future, is an apathetic fan base. People who just don't, who are not invested, who do not care, and who say, ah, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. Whether you suck, you're good, you're fun, you're bad, it doesn't matter. You want people to at least have an opinion or an interest in watching you. And if the Blazers didn't do something this offseason, I genuinely feared where the fan base was going to go. You're always going to have your percentage of diehards. But I was genuinely fearful about how that looks in the next couple of years because there's no guarantee that there is a short-term solution to your tanking problems. And if you don't get Cooper Flagg or land one of these standout guys in the 2025 draft, if Donovan Klingon maybe doesn't pan out or Scoot struggles this year or Shaden doesn't have a pop year, like you're looking at three more years of a tank, and fans can only go through so many 20-win seasons before they just officially give up. And so this was the exact news that was needed. Now, we just still don't know exactly where they're going. I think we can all kind of draw conclusions and have heard things, and things have been speculated about possible alternatives, including a direct-to-consumer option. But I was very happy to see the organization make the move that put the interest of the fans first, which is how do we make our games more accessible? Because people likely will not be spending crazy amount of money on tickets this year, and you need to keep your city and your fan base engaged. And this is at least, until we find out the solution, we're not fully there, but this was at least the first step. And it was a welcome sign of positive, happy news for the Blazers. And it feels like we have not had a lot of that over the last 5 years.
Right. I mean, we were talking about it, and I've been listening to a couple other hosts on the station talk about the move to Root or move away from Root. But I feel like for Blazers, you're going to have your diehards no matter what. They will eat through the tank. They're going to hate watch, or they'll do what you're doing right now, Dirt, where they find Donovan Kling and, hey, we really like him. He's going to be a contributor. Oh, hey, Scoot had a really good run down the stretch. That's something positive to build off of. But where teams really make their money is on the casual fan. They make their money off my mom, my grandma. Like, you know,
Games are they going to go to every year? How many will they watch randomly every year?
And they're not going if there's not, right now at least, they're not going if the Blazers aren't playing a big name star. If they're playing Milwaukee, you might get the casual fan to go because they want to go see Giannis. That's a bad example because Dame's there, but let's say Dame was hurt or, you know, LA comes in, they're going to go see LeBron because that's what casual fans want. But when you put the team on route, and then it becomes you have to buy the extra package to find them. And then half the time you're bumped off because the Kraken are on. So the Kraken are on the main, and then you got to go find Route 2 Electric Boogaloo. Right. And that's really hard to find because it's in the 900s. It's not even in the 700s, let alone the fact that they don't have a very good app. You can't go on Route Sports app.
It's horrendous.
You know, like on other, like Bally Sports, they have decent apps and stuff like that that you can go on and you can find your team. So they made it very difficult for the casual fan to go and find them, so the casual fan didn't. And now you have made it, or you have the opportunity to make it easier for the casual fan, and that's what you're going to have to do. Because I remember when I was a kid, I didn't care about the Blazers. The Blazers were way down on my list of teams that I cared about until they drafted Brandon Roy. And I cared about Brandon Roy, kind of, because he was at UW. And I remember watching him in the Pac-10 tournament and watching him in the NCAA tournament being like, oh, I really like that player. I'm going to start trying to watch more games. And then because we had the package that got all the Blazer games, I started watching more and more as a kid. And all of a sudden, now I'm invested and I'm a fan. That's what the Blazers have to do with this new TV deal. You have to get it in a spot where a dopey, you know, fourth, fifth grade kid can easily find this game. Or someone who just moved to the city can easily find this game. Or someone who's, hey, I'm bored. It's a Wednesday night. Rah, there's a basketball game on and it's a local team. I'll throw it on. Because, yeah, you're going to tank. And it's not going to be a great year this year. And you don't want it to be a great year.
No, you should win 15 games.
But if you can get casual fans to watch this team and go, wow, we lost that game, but Scoot Henderson had a double-double, and he was making crazy passes. And Donovan Klingon came in, and he was swatting balls off the Moda Center roof. And Shaden Sharp, when he jumped up to dunk, he hit his head on the backboard, and that's why he missed the game-winning dunk. Like, you need these things to get these casual fans in, and it finally feels like the Blazers, I don't know if I want to say that they woke up, but there's finally an opportunity now to get back on to a channel or onto an app app where it's easy for fans to just go, oh, I can just click here, here, yep. Boom, game on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Well, and that's where you can solve 2 different solutions, right? So you can have a hopefully, you know, direct-to-consumer channel that's easy for maybe some of your older fans to watch who won't quite, like, whenever these kind of things come up about streaming, I always think of my parents. And if my parents had to figure out, there's a Trailblazer app on your smart TV, can you figure that out? And I think the answer for them would be no, they probably can. So if you put games on a local channel, whether it's, you know, a chunk of the season, a quarter of the season, a third of the season, or all of the season, at least there's that of like, hey, they know where that channel is. We can go watch that channel. That's a very easy solution for us. But I think the other part of it that would be great is, and you kind of touched on this, Will, you really want to make sure you grab your young fans at an early age, because that's when you cultivate lifelong fandom. That's when you create, I mean, to be honest, like consumers and customers for the rest of your life, of people who want to watch your games and go to your games and buy your gear and be a part of the organization. And that's where the streaming aspect would be a home run, because so many people now, my brother's this way. They cut the cord and they don't have YouTube TV. They don't have any cable. He tries to steal my stuff all the time and text me for passwords. And I tell him no, but they don't have a lot of time for TV. He's got 3 little kids. Whatever they want to watch, they usually watch on Netflix. They don't watch a lot of live sports. But if you gave them a Blazer app, all of his kids are into basketball, but they've never been able to watch Blazer games because he didn't have cable before. So they'd go to a game maybe every year, but that was about it. You're not really cultivating young Blazer fans in a family like that. But if you give them a Blazer Vision app that you can go download, and even if it's like $29.99 for the year or whatever you want to charge for people to watch games, I think they're willing to do that. And then you have the option and the availability on a smart TV to watch games. So you can really kind of thread 2 different needles here, which I think would be really solid for the fan base. And this is finally, I think we're just hoping for news and updates from this organization that puts the fan first. And there has not been a lot of that over the last handful of years. And this is one where it finally feels like they're doing it. I think a lot of their decision to finally do it came from the fact that so many other organizations around professional sports are going this route. And your hands kind of forced, and including a team in the Northwest who bolted from their TV deal with Root Sports earlier this summer. When the Kraken had that announcement that they were leaving Root,
huge.
Like, that was, everybody turned their eyeballs towards the Blazers and said, wait a minute, that team's in Seattle. They don't want to be on that channel because it sucks, and most people don't get it now that it's on a higher tiered package. And they're living, and they want to find ways to reach more fans in Seattle because hockey's a little bit more of a niche sport. It's a young organization. They're trying to generate those fans that will be around for life. And when they made that move, I think a lot of people turned their eyeballs and gazed towards the Blazers and said, you better follow suit. So I think they had a lot of market pressure in order to do this. But it doesn't really matter what forced them to do it. What mattered was that they actually did it. And I cut the cord earlier this year. It is one of the best decisions that I have ever made. Getting out of Comcast and going to YouTube TV, I am a massive fan of YouTube TV. But I was faced with the reality of I'm not going to be able to watch Blazer games this year if they don't make this this change. And so the fact that they did, I'm genuinely excited. Now we all await the news of where do they go? What channel is it? What app do we get? How much is it going to cost? What are your options? But it sounds like that is on the near horizon. Just a good happy note for Blazer fans of, hey, we finally got some positive news, man. We finally got, we can watch Blazer games again. How exciting is that? So that came out. Of course, it happened the day that we were all off. Will was here yesterday, but we were all off. And so it's great to be able to react to it today. And very excited about the Blazers no longer being on Root Sports, a long overdue move. Coming up next, let's stick in broadcasting because there was one other note that came out yesterday that I was really, I thought was really smart about how, finding a way to reach this fan base. So we'll get to that coming up next. I got some NFL notes coming up. Towards the top of the hour, maybe 6:45-ish. College football notes as well coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We are back after this, but first, here's Will with SportsCenter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at CDC.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.